First, I heard her, sort of just a little wind, a little rustle, and the beautiful lush greenery that was surrounding me. Welcome to Sorted Soul. Today I'm going to talk about how a regular person can connect to their inner psychic intuitive side. Have you met your inner spirit guide, your inner psychic and intuitive self? I mean, have you really met that person, that being that resides within you all the time? The first time that I met that side of me, that part that I always carry with me, but I probably neglected more than I really was aware, because I actually didn't know it was there, so probably had been neglecting it for decades. The first time that I met that side of myself, I was attending a women's retreat. It was a retreat that talked about women's empowerment, and it was a feminine power retreat, and oh my gosh, a very full rewarding experience. I got to really get in touch with that side of myself. But one of the exercises that we did, it drew us to interact directly with what she actually referred to as our future self. And obviously my future self is part of my current self. So I think when I went on that journey to meet my future self, I actually met my inner intuitive. And it was a super powerful experience. I actually sobbed. We were in a room with other people. We were all in our minds doing this exercise, and I didn't have any intention to cry, but I felt this huge connection, this really big energy that was me, and it brought me to tears. And it was really a surprise for me that this very all-knowing, understanding, supportive being is a big component of who I am. And so after meeting myself on that level, I wondered why I hadn't encountered that before. And I also wondered how I could encounter it again. So I did a little bit of sifting around and tried to find ways to find answers. So the answer that I came up with to my first question, which is why have I not encountered this side of myself before, was because, you know, all day, every day in our life, we are so busy. Our minds are busy, caught up in thinking about things and planning things and organizing things and being on top of life, all the minutiae, all of the physical tangibles that need attention. So we spend a lot of our time really just in our heads, just being in our heads. And that's not where that side of you or that side of me lives. It really lives sort of in that core, heart, gut sort of area. So the exercises we were doing were taking us out of our head and bringing us into our body. And I wanted to recreate that experience again afterward. And I wanted to find that spirit guide, that inner intuitive, that inner psychic that I was so humbled to encounter on such a deep level. And one way that I did it was, you might want to try this. So what I did was I got myself very comfortable sitting down. I put on some really quiet music. It had water sounds in it. And then I closed my eyes and I went to a place that is like my ultimate little, you know, cocoon of soul. And if you can imagine this, where I ended up sitting was in this little grotto. So there was a pool of water. I got my eyes closed because I'm reliving it. But there was a pool of water and I was sitting on a rock right at the edge of this pool. And just over a little bit in the distance was a beautiful waterfall, bringing fresh water trickling into the grotto, the pool of water. And there was moss and forest and it was really lush and cozy and life-giving. And I just really felt at home there. So for me, that was sort of my picture that of serenity and comfort and security. And I was completely alone. So I sat and I was listening to this music that was relaxing and had water trickling. And I was just getting in touch with sitting there. I was trying to feel being in that space. And once I got really comfortable there, what I did next was I waited and I just listened and I was waiting for my spirit guide, my inner intuitive, to be comfortable, to come and join me there. So at first I heard her, sort of just a little wind, a little rustle in the beautiful lush greenery that was surrounding me and this beautiful pond, pool of water. It was kind of twilight too. The light, it wasn't a bright sunny day. It was that cozy time when maybe they call it magic hour, where the sky is not bright, but it's not dark either. It was really very calm and serene. So I felt this energy arriving. And the next thing I did was, I didn't do it, but I felt it. I felt her standing behind me. And when I met her the first time, we were face to face. So there she was behind me, but I could feel the energy of her presence. And she placed her hands on my shoulders. And I just instantly felt this relaxed feeling in my shoulders and my body. And then she brought her hands up my neck, and she just gently massaged my scalp and my hair. And I got a really like electrified, tingly, goosebump sort of feeling from that relaxing touch that she gave me. And the next thing that she did was she sort of disappeared from a physical form, whether she had one, I don't know. But then she just swirled herself all around me and filled this sort of space all around, swirling gently. I could just feel her sort of cocooning me in a sort of energy. And then she sat down with me. So then I was completely embodying her. And it was just this wave of, here, this is me. I have found that part of me that's always quiet and ignored. And I was giving it a chance to just totally relax me and give me a sense of connection to all of that which is non-physical, all of the things around me which are always there but not always in my experience or in my, you know, my radar. And it just was that first time that I went to the grotto, and that first time that I was able to draw her out of the quiet stillness and have this connection, it was super, super powerful. And I felt it. I felt joy, and I felt humble, and I felt connected, and I felt almost like, what's the word? Like invincible, like I would be forever and omnipotent. I just felt really superhuman in some way. So I've learned to use that sort of technique as a really good grounding technique for getting myself ready before I read tarot cards. So what I'll do is I'll take the deck that I'm going to read with, and I'll sit with the deck. I may shuffle it and give it a little clear before I start the exercise. But then I'll sit with the deck, and I'll go through that process of connecting with that perfect peaceful place. I keep closing my eyes. I really just keep feeling it. Do you find that happens for you? When you close your eyes, you feel so much more intensely. When there's visual stimulus, it's just so easy to get, you know, everything comes back up here. But with your eyes closed, you can bring it all down into your gut and your core and your heart. Some chakras are going to come into play there if you want to think about that side of things. So I'll just hold my deck, and I'll sit with my deck and find my inner psychic, my inner spiritual self, find that connection. And then when I'm ready, I'll start to think about the issue or the question that I want to read on. And without opening my eyes, and once that spirit guide has sort of embodied me, I'll begin to just sift my deck, right? So I'll shuffle the cards, get them primed and ready to answer my question. And I'll do this. I mean, I might open my eyes at this point, but I feel as though I'm being guided. My physical body is now being guided by that inner psychic, that inner all-knowing part of me. And then I'll begin to lay out my spread. So if I'm at whatever question I've asked for the day, I often do a four-card daily read, and I'll just use that inner psychic power in me to bring out everything that should come out in the cards. And then while I'm still in that almost trance-like, comfortable, quiet state, I will start to assess the reading and listen for all of the interpretations and all of the signals that the cards are sending me. I'll do all that before I turn on my logical brain, my analytical brain that tells me the meanings of the cards, because they all have meanings, but they also have meaning, you know, that intuitive meaning. So that's just, you know, I'm a regular person and I use tarot cards as a really great way to help me find guidance and to empower my life and my everyday. And that's, I found that once I started using my connection with that inner intuitive, that I was able to make much better, more profound readings from, just everyday draws. So that's my advice for you. I'd love to hear if you have any experience with reaching in and finding your inner psychic and intuitive. And what are some of your rituals, or what ways have you found to make that connection? So that's it. I hope you can subscribe here on YouTube or visit me at sortedsoul.com. That's where my blog is found. And thanks for tuning in.